We are your Chicago Blackhawks station, and we love it. When do they play again, Dave?
They play again tonight, as a matter of fact, and they play at home for the first time since October 27th. It's been a while.
Have the Sedin brothers had children yet that are annoying us?
No. Okay. That's over.
But the Sedin brothers, they were easy to hate. The Canucks.
What was it? Was it Seabrook on one of our shows? Well, never mind. We won't get back into that.
Right, because that created an issue.
Yes.
Joining us now is Coach Jeremy Colliton, and good morning to you, Coach.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Okay. How are you today?
Good.
Story yesterday, I think it was Sun Times, said you guys got to quit chipping and chasing. What's your take on that theory?
Well, I think you got to do the right thing at the right time. So if you're not able to enter clean, then it's best to get the puck in behind and get on the forecheck. And I think when we've done that aggressively, we've been good. We've had some good results. Ideally, we'd like to break out a little cleaner. Force turnovers in the neutral zone so that we can have some more clean entries and some rush opportunities. And I think that part is true. We'd like to do that more. But I think also part of being a good team is taking what the opponent gives you.
You get a lot of good production out of young guys and guys who aren't household names yet. I think Saad is having a much better season than people are probably giving him credit for yet. All those are positive signs. Obviously, you know this better than anybody. You can't be outshot 1.5-1 or 2-1. How do you beat back that problem?
Well, I think we got to get more pucks to the net. If I look at the last game as an example, I don't think, like in the first period, I don't think San Jose was significantly better than us. They were probably slightly better than us, but when we were in their zone, we didn't get any pucks through. We passed up opportunities to shoot, and you know, those, you just need one or two of those flurries. You get three or four shots, and then either you score or you draw a penalty or you create momentum, and then the period looks better on the outside. I think psychologically it has an impact too when you look at the shot clock, and it's lopsided. But I think that's one thing we're not doing, is we got to find a way to get more pucks through, because that's what teams are doing to us. And even if you defend well, when teams throw pucks in there, it puts pressure on you.
Jeremy, one of the guys that was, Steve alluded to the young guys playing for you, and since we spoke with you last, Adam Boqvist made his debut. He seems to have made a fairly seamless transition here. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, he's been good. Obviously, to step right in and make an impact as young as he is, it says a lot about his future as a player. Moves the puck really well, skates really well, excellent offensive instincts. So it's not going to be perfect for him. Every game isn't going to be it's hard in this league to beat your best as a young player every night, but pretty excited about what he could bring to us.
What's the biggest challenge for a young player? I mean, you know, it's easy to get intimidated. You walk into the Blackhawks locker room, you see legends on the other side as well. How do you get in a young player's head and say, just play your game?
Yeah, I think the biggest obstacle, a lot of guys can do it for a game or a couple games or five games. It's how do you do it for once you get into 20 and 40 and 60 and 80? I think that's finding that consistency, finding the minimum level in your game, because you're not going to feel great every night. You're not going to get the bounces every night. There's going to be things that go against you, and just finding a way to come through for the team. I think that's the biggest battle to becoming a full-time NHLer. So all those guys go through it, and Adam will go through it too.
I'm going to ask you one of those introspective questions I know you love, but it was 1 year ago yesterday you were named head coach. How would you compare where you are now to where you were on November 7th of last year?
Yeah, well, definitely more comfortable in the job, and then, you know, have a pretty good feel for the team and the personalities and, you know, working together. We're certainly still a work in progress, and I think everybody would wants to have better results right now, and that's ultimately what we're going to focus on coming in, having a plan, and coming tonight and playing really hard.
How tough were those early days? because that first semester, if you will, for you was a rough ride, and then you were a completely different team in the second half.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, having a baby too, and all that, all those things, the results going against you was definitely that was some adversity. But hey, when you get through it, you come out the other side stronger and tougher. And I think that's probably not unlike we're going through as a team right now. We're being tested a little bit, and it's important we come through it together, sticking together. And once we do come through it, we'll be a stronger team, and we can go on a run.
I do have to say this, no matter how much stress you're under, your hair always looks terrific, and I couldn't be more bitter.
Well, it's not as dark as it was, feels like.
Well, a year will do that to you. Dave?
Vancouver tonight, this is a team which is off to a good start, seems to be playing better. They've been a franchise in transition over the last couple of years. Jeremy, what do you see from them so far? What are your concerns about them?
Yeah, they're having a good start, and they have some depth to their team. That's and their depth players are playing really hard, and their top line in particular is very dangerous with, you know, Patterson and Besser and Miller, who they got in. He's played really well for them. You know, the young D, Quinn Hughes, has been excellent. So it's going to be a good test for us, but that's okay. Like, we got to respond, and you know, we had would like to have had a couple more points on the road trip, but now we come home with a chance to get some momentum going, and there should be no surprises from our side about what kind of test it'll be. So excited to see how we respond.
Yeah, and if you follow nothing but hockey, you certainly know this, but if you're a casual fan, maybe not so much. Regardless of the record, there have been some spectacular saves by both goalies, and Leonard has been tremendous so far. I assume you're happy with the play you're seeing in net.
Yeah, we've had excellent goaltending, and I think we have some ingredients to have a really successful team. We just got to put the pieces together. I think early on, 5-on-5 play was quite good, and the special teams wasn't. And now, you know, the special teams has been better. Power play wasn't very good last game, but the two games before, you can see some improvement. We just got to put all the pieces together at once, and that'll bode well once we do that.
G has a question, and as you know, G researches these questions heavily. Mm-hmm. All right, so G,
sure,
please, before we leave Coach Carlton here, what's yours?
So, Coach, I want to know what your favorite song to listen to pump you up, to get you ready for the game.
Oh, his fire up song.
Yeah. Like, what's your fire up song?
Wow, that's tough, right? I guess I basically, what other players listen to, that's what we listen to.
Oh. So,
don't you have something in the car that you have thumping?
I'm a country guy. George Strait. Whatever. Anything George Strait, that gets me going.
Nice. I would not have had you as country.
Okay, I wouldn't have either.
There's some insight there.
Next week.
All right, George Strait for the rest of the time,
Coach. Do your homework.
Thank you, man. Have fun tonight.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
That's Coach Jeremy Colleton.